From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois, joining you at home as we continue to shelter in place. Today you'll hear from Nikki Romaine, the Executive Director of Artists Reenvisioning Tomorrow, also known as Art Inc. She joins me from her home via Zoom to tell us more about how they have pivoted to offer online programming during the shelter-in-place season to continue to inspire and engage kids and their parents at home. Nikki, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
So, Nikki, for those of the people in the community who aren't as familiar with Art Inc., can you give us a sense of what your normal programming would look like right now if the building was still open?
So our normal programming right now would look like during the after-school hours. We actually have an after-school program, which was running, and we had about 20 kids. We provided STEAM activities. Well, when they come in, they get homework help and get an activity, and then we break for like a little snack. And then they get different activities. So we had STEAM activities going on, visual arts. We actually had Kagan Masters here doing coffee art with the kids, which they loved. Mm-hmm. We partnered with Peoria Grown, and they did a cooking class with the kids. And we had a dance class. And then for the high school students, we were providing a filmmaking class.
And you have done a really great job of really rolling out some fantastic e-learning options in lieu of the building being closed. Can you walk us through some of these really cool projects?
Yeah, well, I have to say, honestly, I have a four-year-old daughter, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. And then I just started looking online for different things, and I said, you know what? We could just continue our Family and Me program, which consists of Spanish classes, music classes, and we could do that online because I'm sure there's other moms that are just like me in the same boat looking for some type of content to bring to their kids. So it started with our program coordinator, who is also the owner of Spanish Circle. She does the Spanish classes here at Art Inc. And I asked her if she would mind doing a story time based on, you know, bilingual books. And she said, absolutely, because she was already doing it. Her classes included a story time. So we started with that. And then from there, my brain just started going. And I'm like, oh, we could do Music Mondays. So we brought in Rosemary Ardner from the Peoria Symphony Orchestra for that. And then this month, well, actually the month of March, we were going to do a time for a quinto, which is also bilingual story time, in partnership with the Peoria Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And so I said, you know what, well, let's still make that happen. That was on a Saturday. So I've just continued that on Saturdays. Every Saturday we have the bilingual story time from basically people in the community. I have friends. I had a friend from Dallas, Texas read this past week. Just a lot of friends that I know that are bilingual and that have little kids that would enjoy reading to other little kids. So that started. And then someone asked me, well, what are you doing? I was like, coordinating everything. And well, what about you and your theater? And I said, you know what? I will do something. So I started Theatrical Thursdays. And it's actually myself and Kennedy. She joins me every Thursday. And we read a story where we basically bring the characters to life. I ask for the kids to dress as part of the characters in the story that we're reading. And so I think that ties up our Family and Me weekly, kind of our theme story times.
You're listening to Out and About on WCBU and WCBU.org. You've also recently started a program on Saturday that's available online, and this is the Hip Hop Fit with Chloe Rose. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So Chloe is actually the owner of P413, which is a dance company for youth. She has all ages in her dance group, and they perform all around Peoria. And they actually rehearse here in our center. And we had been talking about doing some adult classes. She came to our Zumba class, and she found that, you know, a lot of people really want some hip hop. So I was like, let's do that. So we were actually going to start in April. But with everything changing and us adjusting to the new norm, we just decided to bring it online. And her first class was this past Saturday, which was a big hit. And she'll be coming on every Saturday from now on to do kind of like a hip hop dance class. You know, it's fitness too, so you can have fun and get fit, get off the couch,
yeah,
and just, learn some dance moves.
Before we leave, I also want to talk briefly about the community garden. This is something that I'm so glad is a part of the programming that Art Inc. does. Can you kind of walk us through where that's at and how you hope to re-engage the community once the shelter in place lifts?
Absolutely. So the community garden is completely volunteer ran. It's called the Let Us Share Romaine Community Garden, and the master gardeners that work with us actually came up with that name. Jonathan and I had nothing to do with it. And they basically started the whole program. And so one of our gardeners, the main gardener, her name is Wilma Brockett. She's like, you can't keep a good gardener down. So she's already started to plant at her home. She can't actually come to the garden, but she has started to plant. We've actually had one of our board members volunteer to do some tilling and other things. I'm not a good gardener, so I can't remember all the lingo. But we have a lot of volunteers helping out. The city has donated mulch. So when we're up and ready to go, we have pretty much everything in place. Wilma has planted romaine lettuce, basil. She's planted cilantro, all kind of herbs, and some lettuces as well. So she's ready to go once we get started. And basically the garden, it is a community garden. People within the community are able to come and plant their own food. They're able to pick the food and they can use it for their own, for their own use, as well as they could sell it if they'd like as well.
Nikki, we so appreciate the work that Art Inc. does for the youth in our community. If people want to learn more and get more engaged with Art Inc. after you guys open your doors, how should they go about doing that?
To get involved with Art Inc., you can actually go to our website, which is artincpeoria.org. That's artincpeoria.org. And we are also on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us there at Art Inc. Peoria. And to tune into our online content, you would go to our Facebook page, which you can find is at Art Inc. Peoria. And you can tune in there. We post all of our activities on our Facebook, on our social media, as well as on our website. But the website will give you a really good look inside of what we're doing here at the center, from our programs, fundraising efforts, different events that we have here at the center. It's a great way to stay connected. And you can also sign on to our newsletter as well.
That was Nikki Romaine with Artists Re-envisioning Tomorrow, also known as Art Inc. You can find them on Facebook to check out a host of live e-learning events taking place weekly. To learn more about this and all upcoming online arts performances and activities, visit artspartners.net. Thank you so much for joining me, Nikki.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for all that you do with Arts Partners and everything that you're doing in the community. We appreciate you.
You've been listening to a special at-home edition of Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at WCBU.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.